Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, the Leonard Cheshire Disability Research Centre is supporting the work of the United Nations Washington Group on Disability Statistics in rolling out the first internationally comparable disability data collection methods. The surveys are deployed by the UN's Department of Social and Economic Affairs, as well as by governments, NGOs and other service providers to evaluate the impact and disability inclusivity of development work. And to tell us more about this work, I'm joined by Professor Norma Gross. Professor Gross, thank you very much for talking to us here. Can I ask you a first question? What part are you going to play in this work?
Well, I and my colleagues on the Research Center, working in conjunction with the Washington Group Secretariat, which is headed by Dr. Jennifer Maddens from the U.S. National Department of Health Statistics, are going to make this work more easily available and more easily accessible to both governments, NGOs, DPOs, and researchers around the world.
So it's all about disability statistics. So can you tell us in detail, really, what information is going to be collected?
Well, importantly, until about 10 years ago, there was very little on disability statistics in many countries around the world. And many countries said that they had few people with disabilities, less than 1%. We now know that the statistic is between 5 and 7% in many countries, people with more severe disabilities, and up to 15% over the course of a lifetime in many populations. Because they didn't have those numbers, people with disabilities and disability advocacy groups couldn't make a good enough case for why they deserved services, supports, equal inclusion, all the things that they are guaranteed under the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. So it was felt that if there were better statistics collected, that the voice of people with disabilities would be heard more clearly. In other words, this is data that can be used for advocacy and in many ways for ammunition in discussing disability issues.
So you're hopeful, obviously, when you collect these statistics and the true picture is knowing, I would imagine you're hopeful it's going to help fight global poverty and will have an effect on how disabled people are supported as well.
Well, exactly so. And very importantly, this is a short set of questions that's designed explicitly to be dropped into larger national censuses, into big surveys, and into other methods where you're collecting data not just on disability, but on poverty in the whole population or demographics on the whole population. So you can essentially cross-tabulate, which is just a fancy way of saying, compare people with disabilities, their level of education, how much money they make, whether they vote, all the things that we think are vital for full inclusion. We can compare how they're doing compared to people without disabilities. And if there's a gap, if they're not doing as well, then that's where we can say, hey, if we can say to governments, hey, you need to pay more attention, you need to do more outreach, you need to really support this population.
So as you're saying there, it's governments that I'm guessing will be expected to use this information. And obviously you hope that the information you find out is going to lead to them acting on the findings.
Well, actually, already more than 40 countries have included this methodology. There are several versions of it, but this, what's called the short set, so basic six questions, in their national surveys, and more are doing it every day. So it's not just we hope. In fact, a number of countries and through their national statistics offices are already including this information. And very importantly, this methodology was just approved by the United Nations as the first methodology that's universally to be used with national governments in data collection around disability statistics. So it's got the UN behind it now, and actually the Washington Group itself, a group that works as a group of scholars, people from over 100 national statistic offices around the world who's developed this methodology, and they've done it as a consultation for the UN Office of Statistics.
It sounds like it's going to be quite a time-consuming project. Is there a certain amount of time that you've set aside to work on this?
Well, hopefully it will pick up speed quickly. Again, this methodology is already in use in a number of countries. What we're doing is really making the methodology more accessible, more easy to understand. If you're a junior statistics officer at a national statistics office someplace in Asia or Africa, and you've been assigned the job of collecting disability statistics, this methodology and our putting it up on a new website and making a lot of the information more easily available should make your life easier. We've been fortunate to get a 4-year grant from the Australian Department of Trade and Finance, DFAT, to work with the Washington Group Secretariat, specifically with Dr. Jennifer Maddens, her colleague Mitchell Loeb, and also Dr. Daniel Mont, who's a very well-known authority on disability statistics. And so over the next 4 years, we hope to disseminate this information very widely.
So if people would like to learn more about the group and its work, where could they best go for details?
We have a new website that just went up about a week and a half ago, and the address is www.washingtongroup-disability.com. And anyone's welcome to get on the website, look around. We have information on the history of the development of the website, who's involved, what countries are using it. And we also would welcome comments on the website. It's new and we're still piloting it. We're very anxious to make sure that this is as engaging, interesting, and as accessible as possible. So there is a name, actually, of Emma Bird, who's our coordinator on the website. And if there are any questions, queries, encourage your listeners to get in touch with her. We're happy to hear from everyone.
Professor Norma Gross, thank you very much for talking to us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.